right, today we're going to be talking about our favorite comics. A lot of people have asked me all the time, Justin, what is your favorite comics to read? And we are going to be talking about today. Welcome, guys, to Hard in Marvel Podcast. I'm your host, Justin. I got Devontae with me.
Hey, everyone.
And we're going to be talking about our best of all time Marvel comics that we've read. So, Devontae, you want to start it off? Don't give me all at once. Give me one by one. All
right, so I'll start off as a light one. And mainly this is because I grew up with this one.
And you're going to tell me the title, and if you can, when it came out.
When it came out? Oh.
And if you can't, and basically it was like a little synopsis.
The first one I can remember reading, like storyline-wise, was Civil War. My dad had a whole...
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a light one? You said a light one?
That's a light one. Doesn't?
Wow.
Yeah. Because my dad had a whole entire shelves full of them, and for some reason I picked out the one that had Iron Man and Captain America fighting each other.
Yeah.
And this was post 9/11, I believe. So
yeah,
it had a lot of political themes and such. And the real, basically the synopsis of it is,
Civil War is actually one of mine too. It has to be, but it's to kind of help you here. And I think it came out 2003. I think 2004, 2003, because I know I was still in high school and I graduated 2005. And Devontae just made a face here, but
he doesn't look like it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. But Civil War again. A lot of people now. When with their Captain America Civil War reference is not even close to it. Basically, what happened is that there was a team of, you remember the team?
I can't remember the name of the team, but I remember who was the one who, I remember the villain. I can't remember the name of it. It's been a while since I ran Civil War.
So basically, we're going to give you a synopsis.
It was like a live, they were doing a TV show or something like that.
Well, it was not a TV show, but it was something that was on, they was recording it on camera in that way, and it was got picked up by a news station. Basically, there was a team of superheroes, young superheroes, and there was one person. You know, remember his name?
The villain who they were trying to catch. Yeah, I remember his power. He explodes.
Yeah, he explodes.
I can't remember his name though.
Oh.
I can't.
Basically, he explodes and he kills like
a lot of people,
like over 1,000 people, like 400 children, and basically the world was shifted from there. And basically saying that superheroes need to be held responsible now. Now, Captain America Civil War and what the Russos and the writers did was very, I don't want to say similar, but they took nuances from that story. Because this story ran like, oh man, I think almost half a year.
Yeah.
Because you had a lot of comics. And we had an episode where we talked about the multiverse, where in this Civil War storyline, we had Amazing Spider-Man. We had different characters that had their series, which if they came up before Civil War, let's say this, before the Civil War series came out, let's say they were on 530, number 532, issue 532. When Civil War came out and Amazing Spider-Man was in Civil War, it was a Civil War cover and it said Amazing Spider-Man issue 533. That you have to understand when we talk about the multiverse, not the multiverse, but talking about how things, that Civil War, it was not a series, it was an event that happened. And it literally is a historical event, which it still mind boggles me that Devontae said light. But basically, that literally set everything in play, which, yes, just like Captain America Civil War, Iron Man and Cap went against each other, but it was no Sokovia Accords.
No, and this one in the comic it's very different because Tony, he plays the full blown antagonist of the whole book itself.
He's bad.
Yeah,
he is extremely bad. Even though he was bad, you got to think which side you're picking. But it was no Sokovia Accords. It was a Superhero Registration Act, where the superhero has to give up their identity and be held responsible and basically put in check, like we have the reference in Captain America.
And so many things happen. Like, there's so many iconic moments in that book. Cap bringing in the villains to try and be part of his team.
Yep.
Punisher saying nope.
The Thunderbolts and all those kind of things.
Guns them down, and then him and Cap have the talk. Well, he beats him up, but he's like, I can't bring myself to fight you because you're Captain America. You are who we aspire to be.
Yeah.
Spider-Man revealing himself, and not just a Civil War book, but in between issues, that had a, that showed like the reactions of the book itself.
Yep.
And there's like this panel where it shows J. Jonah Jameson and Robbie Irwin at the Bugle reacting to it.
Yep.
And he feels like he was had.
Yep.
Like it,
there was a lot of like politics and real life issues, and this was the only time. Now again, we understood that Peter Parker, only his select few, his inner circle knew, but this was the very first time a character like this in Marvel comic history literally gave up his identity like this, and it was very historic.
And he paid for it.
Yeah, he did pay for it. And then, but you saw like this inner, not to get deep into the comic, but you saw this real inner turmoil of the character of Peter Parker, that he was like, man, did I make the right decision? Because you saw Iron Man, Tony Stark, making some very hardcore moves. We have, I mean, you saw things that you never really saw in comic history. You saw the Fantastic Four being the family, like the American family that you always want to see, literally split up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you saw Mr. Fantastic literally creating a Thor cyborg and killing a Giant Man, which that was, again, another event. You're like, holy crap, before you even knew Thor was a cyborg. In that Mr. Fantastic built him and controlled him and stuff like that. But you saw how to this length that this civil war was going. Like, holy crap, Giant Man has died, you know? So that's just kind of like a synopsis. And we do know, you know, I mean this has been out for some time, with spoiler.
Wow. We even talk about the iconic imagery. So much good stuff. One of my favorite moments actually is a part of the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. I think it was Taskmaster who, I think he hit Storm, not Storm, hit Mrs. Fantastic, and then Mr. Fantastic just goes crazy and just, he throws away his whole I'm the scientist, futurist act, and he becomes a husband, a family man.
Yeah. There's so many Daredevil, things in there.
Daredevil calling Tony Stark a Judas.
Yeah. And this is the thing about after Civil War, the aftermath of Civil War, we're still feeling nuances of that. We're still feeling that because after that, I mean, again, guys, spoiler alert, we do see a passing of Captain America, but then we see that passing of the shield, which we see in Endgame, which made sense to us that Sam had the shield. But we see the aftermath of Sam Wilson Captain America series being birthed after Civil War. And this is the sad thing about it. Civil War event was historic.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War II was horrible. I don't know if they rushed into that, but it was horrible. It was not good at all. And really, is that because they brought in the Inhumans? There's a lot of Inhumans haters, but it could be. I don't know. This didn't work. It didn't have the magnitude that it did. So all that would say, what's your next one?
My next one is...
Because Civil War was actually one of my top ones. But
my next one is my top one, and that's Daredevil Born Again. That's my favorite.
That is a very good one.
That is my favorite Marvel. And anything Marvel's done, nothing will ever touch that for me.
Yeah.
And basically, if you don't know the story of it, Kingpin now knows that Daredevil is Matt Murdock because Karen Page, she wanted to be an actress. She went down to Mexico, had problems, she became addicted to drugs, and... Amongst her issues, she revealed to someone who later told Kingpin that Daredevil is Matt Murdock. So Kingpin's plan isn't just to kill Matt Murdock. He wants to destroy him from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So he evicts him out of his home. He makes it explode. He's destroying Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And he only finds himself again when he's helped by his... who's later revealed to be his... If you saw the Daredevil season 3, it's basically the same thing. Who's revealed to be his mother, sister Maggie. And it's basically a battle of him becoming Daredevil again.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. There's I believe at the end there's an Avengers cameo, because I can't remember the name of the villain.
Yeah.
The one who had the American paint on, who they put up on drugs, and he was destroying New York. And then the Avengers came and helped Daredevil.
Oh, man, I forgot. I don't know why I'm bringing Friday too. But that was a great, great comic.
Fantastic.
I usually cling to, like, events more than I do, like, just series. But events are something that are very, very dear to my heart. But I would have to say another one, and, guys, I talk about this series a lot, and this was the one that really caught me off guard. And I would say with artistry and writing was something next level for me, was Secret Empire. There was a reference that they had in Endgame with Captain America saying Hail Hydra. Now, a lot of controversy arose around Secret Empire because
Oh boy, did it.
not a lot of people read it. They just they just saw the headline. Captain America is not only the agent agent of Hydra, but he was pretty much the head of Hydra, and that was something in the beginning they clarified it. They clarified it in the first five pages what was happening. It was not really the Captain America that we know, but it was just they had the Cosmic Cube and literally changed everything, the reality as you know it. And now again, there is some things where if you're talking about Cosmic Cube, people think about MCU, and then of course we know the Infinity Stone was in the Cosmic Cube, but there is also another Cosmic Cube in the Marvel Comics. And basically, and again, other variables and other things that you could grab on a very cosmic level, that basically if you had it, you were inevitable, like you were unbeatable. But with that being said, after that, with this new reality, and this was the thing, this was the crazy thing about it, is that in Secret Empire, Hydra won, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is the thing, everybody thought that, oh my God, is it like the Nazis and all these kind of things? But Hydra fixed the school system. Hydra fixed drugs in the cities. They fixed a lot of things, but then you had Captain America in this type of character that you never saw him be, a very dark character. And at the end of the there's literally the magnitude of like Civil War. Mm-hmm. It was a lot happening, but at the end of it, it was basically
a battle of duality.
A battle of the clones again. Like it was not necessarily a clone, but the original Steven Rogers was trapped inside the cube. And at the end of it, they kind of fought each other. And I don't really want to, not snowball it, but I don't really want to dumb it down. But guys, artistry and just storyline, a lot of crap happened in Secret Empire that after the original Captain America came back and then the new Captain America series came after that, it was the aftermath of that where he had to clean up all the stuff that was happening in the past couple years of the Secret Empire universe, if you want to so to speak, where he had to literally, and still working and erasing all the residue of that, because there's still people that remember Hydra Captain America and not now the rebirth of Captain America in that way. So it was crazy. And again, the person that actually helped him was Ant-Man. He shrinked right into the cube and brought him out and literally helped him like kick butt and stuff like that. But that's pretty much one of my favorite comics, guys. We can go down to like the lines of like Infinity and the Age of Ultron, the actual Age of Ultron comic series, which pissed people off at the end because it gets very confusing and it's time travel and Wolverine is a lot into it. But but that's pretty much it, guys. Guys, if you have any questions or any comics that, hey, did you read this or you want us to cover? Because we're going to be covering actually not new and old comics. We're actually going to be doing like breaking down those stories. Really excited about that because just bringing another appreciation to comics. Mm-hmm. We really want to do that because the storylines are crazy. But guys, at any time you want, you don't have time to read, but you want to actually listen to it, shout out to the YouTuber Comics Explained. That guy, Rob, is insane. He's probably one of the best teachers in the game right now, guys. Mm-hmm. Go listen to him. He does the full story of the Age of Ultron and Civil War, and a lot. So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy day to hear us talk about comics and stuff. I'm Justin.
I'm Devontae.
And guys, stay blessed and stay awesome.